Hello, my name is Maria Chappelle Nadal, and I represent the 14th Senatorial District in St. Louis County. I wanted to take an opportunity to communicate with you on how you correspond with your lawmakers in Jefferson City. The position of state representative is by far different than the responsibility of a state senator. State senators represent over 200,000 people. In my case, I represent 206,000 people and 41 municipalities and 10 school districts. A state representative represents 37,000 people in their districts. But there are a few things that I wanted to go over when you are talking to your local legislators. First of all, you can call, email, or write a letter to your legislator. Email is the most effective way to have a member of the General Assembly respond to you. Find out who represents you. The best way to get a legislator's attention is with a short, well-reasoned letter or email. Here are a few do's and don'ts on how to write an effective communication to your representative. Do, be brief. Make your letter neat and easy to read, type, or print. Make sure you understand the legislative process. It could be quite confusing at times. Identify the issue at the top of the communication and cover only one issue at a time. If you have more than one issue that needs to be addressed, write separate communications for each issue. Remember, you're the expert. Make your communication informative. Identify yourself and the reason for your expertise. Get right to the point. For example, you may wish to begin your letter like this. I hope you will support or oppose House Bill or Senate Bill such and such. Give your reasons for supporting or opposing the measure. Tell your legislator why you think the bill, if it becomes law, will help or hurt you, your children, your business, or your community. Explain what it means to you. Use terms that they will understand and avoid using abbreviations. Offer to be of assistance. Offer to testify if there is a hearing regarding the issue with which you're concerned. Ask for a reply if you want one. However, keep in mind how many meetings and hearings your legislators must attend. They will call or write you as soon as they are able. Be polite and reasonable. And finally, be sure to say thank you. Don't use form letters or postcards. Use your own words. Legislators would rather get one short, simple handwritten letter or an email than a prepared message that organizations urge people to write. They all say the same thing. Don't threaten legislators. Don't address a legislator as a congressman. Here are a few more tips. Call or write to make an appointment. It's best to let your legislator know when you're going to be at the state capitol so he or she can arrange to spend some time with you. Also understand, if you're making an appointment, 24 or 48 hour notice is just simply too short. Oftentimes, we make our schedule months in advance. If you're calling about a specific piece of legislation, find out the House or Senate bill number and the status before you contact your legislator. Again, my name is Maria Chappelle Nadal. I represent the 14th Senatorial District in St. Louis County, and this communication is to only make our conversation more effective. It is important that we understand each other, but we also have to understand the processes that are put in place so that we can do a better job for you.